So it kind of reminds me of when God called me into public ministry. I didn't have any credentials when God called me. As a matter of fact, if I must brag and boast, let me brag and boast about my infirmities first. And then let me brag and boast according to the measure that God gave me. But when God called me, I had a semi-automatic Tech 25 standing on a street corner on the east side of Long Beach on PCH and Martin Luther King with a 9mm with 13 clips. And a semi had banana clips and had a pocket full of raw cocaine, and I was high as a kite with a bomber jacket on that I got from Oakland and a Kangol hat cracked to the side because I'm from the East Coast. Stand on a corner in the middle of East Long Beach. And that's when God spoke to me. Isn't that something? I wasn't in church. Wasn't nobody singing Amazing Grace. Wasn't no choir. Nobody had no robes on. Wasn't no preacher standing in the pulpit. And wasn't nobody passing no plate talking about you got to pay your tithes today. None of that was going on when God stepped to me. And God came to me in the spirit. He came to me in a very prophetic way. And he sent a yielded man of God to me who happened to be the only black African-American medical surgeon in the entire city of Long Beach, California, who comes from Birmingham, Alabama. So this man laid hands on me on a street corner, and I had to put my guns down and take that dope out my pocket and put that dope down and repeat after him when he led me into my prayer of salvation and then taught me how to talk to God before he walked away. Imagine God loving you so much that no matter where you at, he comes and meets your need. What are the odds that he sent a black surgeon who happened to be a minister of God, get off of his shift, jump in his brand new black convertible Mercedes-Benz sports coupe, go another direction, hear from the Spirit of God, change his direction, and drive to my direction in the middle of the hood, pull up next to a fish market in the parking lot that I was standing in, sit in his car, pray in the Spirit, get out the car, walk over to me, and talk to me about what God told him to say? Who does that? Thank you, Holy Spirit. What I'm about to say might rub some people the wrong way, but I don't care. I'm telling you the truth. And according to the Word of God, the truth will make you free. Not just set you free, but the truth will make you free. And here it is. Do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. You see, your left hand hates you. Your left hand is jealous of you. Your left hand is spiteful, regretful. Your left hand is bitter. Your left hand is suspicious all the time. We call them left hand people. But your right hand supports you. Your right hand is in agreement with the things that God has purposed in your life and for your life and through your life. Your right hand praises God to be a witness to some of the things that God is allowing you to do and allowing you to become. Your right hand is a spiritual friend, not a spiritual enemy. Sometimes we have friends in our natural life, just everyday friends or people you may have grown up with, people in your neighborhood, people that you have had a relationship with, and we call each other friends. But have you noticed when you start making changes in your own life, those certain people whom we have called friends are no longer our friends. They are our enemies. They start to hate you without a cause, meaning that there's no reason why they hate you. They just hate you all of a sudden. They're jealous of you. And they still may have more than you at that time. They just notice that you have become awakened in the spirit, or you have become made aware that God wants you to be great, and God called you to be somebody, and God wants you to do things in his kingdom, to advance his kingdom on the earth and to further his kingdom and to live that abundant life that he promised in his word for those who believe and trust and worship him. Don't get caught off guard by an old friend. Don't be caught off guard by someone who appears to seem to be a new friend. People are jealous and envious. They're bitter and they hate you without a cause. But God has given us a powerful word to diffuse the activity of a foul spirit in your midst. He simply says, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. He didn't say that you couldn't fellowship with these people. He just drew the line on when you need to be quiet and tell other people that they just need to mind their own business. The best way to tell someone to mind their business is to not let them know anything about your business. You know when someone is doing something. You know when someone is making moves, because you're probably doing something too, and you're probably making moves also, and that consumes time. And when you make moves and when you are doing things that God has purposed for you to do, you will be able to recognize and to respect the work in other people. It's just a spiritual guard to guard you from distractions. Do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, because your left hand is the very same people who will hurt you, who will assassinate your character. They will talk about you behind your back to other people that don't even know you, and to other people who both of you know. So a word to the wise, and wisdom to those who can receive it. Do not let your left hand know anything about what your right hand is doing. When you truly walk with the Lord, it's not a problem to shake off the dust. Now go to the next level and don't forget to shake the dust off your feet. Now go to the next level and don't forget to shake the dust off your feet. Never follow lack of knowledge. Stay away from stuck on stupid. So this is to keep us correct, to keep us clean, and keep the anointing pure from having an oil leak and a dirty anointing. Oh, come on, somebody. You can be anointed all you want to be, but if your anointing is not maintained, like those 5 of the 10 wise virgins, 5 of them was foolish because they didn't keep the oil in their lamp lit, which means they had an oil leak in their anointing.
Lucia, the Holy Spirit person.
Jesus' opponents followed him out of the house. Oh, come on, somebody. Imagine someone trying to argue you up and down, and you walk away from them, and they follow after you after you've left them alone. Jesus' opponents followed him out of the house and fired at him a barrage of difficult questions because he had challenged those who professed to be the expert biblical teachers. They were out to defend their reputation by discrediting his. Isn't that something? Jesus challenged every single false teacher. Jesus challenged every Pharisee who professed to be an expert in biblical teaching. He challenged every single last one of them. They were out to defend their reputation by discrediting his reputation. They were out to discredit the teaching of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and Malcolm X. They were out to discredit God's prophets, to defend their reputation by discrediting their reputation. Isn't that something? Stay with me. The Christ-like mind, part 9. Greed and wickedness and those who can't even recognize their own corruption. Now, under the whisper of the sound of my voice, the fresh anointing will begin to drip from the Spirit of the Father. The moment you feel the anointing dripping in the Spirit, the power of the Holy Spirit will be resting upon you. Receive now. Just receive it right now. The Spirit of the Christ-like Mind, Part 5.